Yo,
Mike, welcome in, brother.
What it do, baby?
Nothing. All right.
So it's just, I think it's just me and you, man. They left the fucking keys to the castle.
That's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. I don't think we're going to be able to post this on the official page, but maybe we'll do some spinoff, man.
Wait, why can't we post it on the official?
I don't know. I don't know how this app works. You know, you guys usually just let Brendan do this thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why Brendan's letting us do it. We should have taken another bye week.
Fuck it, let's get after it, buddy. You ready to get right into it?
I guess.
All right, starting in 3, 2. Good morning and welcome to Keeping Up with the Commissioners, Week 8. I sound a little different. That's because I'm not Brendan. This is Drew hosting the podcast this week. And Mikey's here with us as well. No Frank, no Brendan. They left us the keys to the fucking castle. Mikey, how you feeling?
Big mistake by them. Real big. Feeling
mistake.
Good. Team's not feeling good. It's cold as fuck out. And it's about to snow this week.
Yeah, it's cold. It's raining. Honestly, I think this rain should be snow.
I hope it is.
Yeah, so big mistake by them. This is going to probably be like one of – this is going to go down in shambles here, but we're going to try to keep it going. And I'm going to try to do my best Brendan impression. I fucking suck. My team sucks. Miles Garrett is scary. Did you see his Halloween costume? Okay. Let's get into the first game here. And this is one thing that I do love about hosting the podcast. I get to choose the games. So I get, it's my list first. It's going to be my game first. It was always going to be my game first. And just to clarify, I'm not forgetting the section about the records, et cetera, et cetera. I simply don't have access to those. So we're going to go over that, I guess, in the following pod. If I remember correctly, I think Mikey's leading the picks, followed by Frankie, Brendan, and then myself.
All right. I'll write the picks down, Drew, so you don't have to.
That sounds great. Thank you. All right. This first game, 09, my team versus Daddy Longlegs, Alex's team. Alan's good. He had a great week last week. 29 points, or excuse me, on Thursday, 29 points. He popped off. I am nervous about this week. I am really down in the dumps about my team. I think they suck. I do think Miles Garrett's Halloween costume actually was pretty cool and pretty scary.
I didn't see it. What was he?
He was like, I think Freddy Krueger?
Are you sure you're not thinking about last year's when he was the guy from Stranger Things?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I just saw it just now on NFL Morning. And it did look like the Stranger Things guy, maybe.
I think he was that last year as well, but I don't know.
Right. Okay, I do think Miles Garrett is scary in general and may beat up on Geno Smith this week. The rest of my team is just, God, they're good names. They just have not been popping for me. I am still going to take myself to win it this week. I think Daddy Longlegs has some underperforming players as well. Pittman, Kittle's been doing fine. So I'm gonna take me this week. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, Nealon's off to a hot start with Josh Allen pretty much getting him a 30 piece,
right?
I like your team, Drew. I mean, Jonathan Taylor just doesn't get the touches anymore.
Yeah,
he doesn't get the touches.
No, yeah, I think he's bad.
I think he's bad. Oh, okay. I hate to do it to you, but I'm gonna go Alex here.
Yeah, that's fine. Brendan picked me. Frankie hasn't. Oh. On Thursday, the 20th? No, that was last week's. Yeah, no. Brendan picked me. No Frankie picks yet. We'll add those in later. I don't know what you guys expect of us. We're just getting it done here.
We have no idea what we're doing.
Next game. Phil Rollins Sox versus Commissioner's Coxman.
Oh, really though.
Both 3-4. This is a battle here, right? In the middle of the league. And the whole league's competitive, but each week definitely counts. Checking in on these teams. Brendan's got C.J. Stroud, Sam Howell, Frankie starting. I mean, Cormac starting. Don't particularly like that. Philadelphia is going to fucking smoke that guy today, all day. Christian McCaffrey scores a touchdown every single week. Sorry, Brendan. I probably just jinxed that. Nico Collins, Waller. Yeah, I like Brendan this week. I do think it can be a close one, depending on the wideout position, I think is something to watch here. Those are some boom or bust kind of players on Brendan's side to keep an eye out for. I'm taking Brendan this week.
Yeah, I don't know, Drew. It's, you know, Philly's got a tough matchup today. They always split it with Washington, man.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday, but not this year.
Not this year?
Not this year.
All right. Well, I think Sam Howell's going to do well. Somehow Philly's going to have an off game today. All these matchups are tough. I don't.
Yeah, this one's hard. I think this one can go either way.
I mean, the players Butch has are playing some good defense. I mean, besides Denver and Arizona, I guess. But I don't know. I think I'm going to go Commissioner Coxman on this one.
There we go. Two picks for Brendan. Uh-huh. Cormac never listens, so he won't be offended. Great. Moving on to
Snoop. No, he does. He shows the people he arrests.
No, he has him listen to it in the back seat as he take him to lockup. He goes, "What do you think about Sam Howell this week back there, bud?"
This is what my buddy Drew thinks about it.
All right, Team Smoot versus Dak and the Ankle Breakers. Smoot
off the schneid last week.
Yeah, got his first win last week. Was it?
Yep.
Wow, 1-6. Nobody say comeback. Don't anybody say comeback.
Well, you just fucked them.
Yeah. I like Devontae Smith. He's a stud. Skinny Batman. I wonder if he dressed up as Batman. I have the pregame on right now, but I'm not watching. Dak has the, you know, Elijah's got the Eagles defense. He's got Dallas Goedert. I think both these teams I'm not really loving right now. I do think Mahomes has a big day against Denver. Stevenson against Miami, I don't like that. I think that's going to be a tough matchup for him. And so I think this comes down to Elijah's running backs. I think are going to do better than Smoot's, but Mahomes is going to pop off, and I like his wideouts better. I think so. I'm taking Smoot to keep winning. In this one,
Smoot's gonna keep winning. All right, I like that too. I'm gonna go with Smoot too here. I don't know. Elijah's team, man.
Yeah.
Just like I'm getting weird vibes from it. I don't know.
Yeah, Kirk, I think stinks, or just doesn't get many targets.
No, he gets a lot of targets, but I mean they're playing a tough defense with Pittsburgh, Alan Lazard, the New York Super Bowl today. It's raining there. Probably going to be a run game.
Yep.
I think Smoot ties two together here. It gets two in a row.
Yeah, let's go Smooter. I think we both might be wrong. Did Brendan take – Brendan took Smoot as well, and he took himself in the previous game. No surprise there. Pretty conceited guy.
Oh, you know what? I have not been writing down the picks.
Oh, okay. hot lap. I took Brendan, Smoot.
And then who did I take?
You took
Alex. Butch.
Butch. Smoot.
Smoot. All right. Cool.
And you got Brendan's picks? He took me, him, and Smoot.
Right.
Okay, back on track.
We're rookies. Hey. We're lost without our fearless leader.
Yep.
Why the fuck's he go on vacation during the fucking year?
I'll never come for his job again. Waddle Rockets. It's so much analysis at the front of the thing. Waddle Rockets and Mitch's bitches. This is where Brendan goes into talking about these things, but I literally know nothing. Can you do this one, Mike?
What do you mean?
You know, Waddle Rockets versus Mitch's bitches. What do you think about these teams, Mike? That's how I'll do it. That's how I'm going to do it.
All right. You want me to do it this time?
What? Waddle Rockets, Ryan 5-2 versus Mitch's bitches 3-4. Mike, what do you think about this matchup?
Yeah. I mean, well done, one. Thank you. Two. Yeah. This is a tough matchup here. Ryan, obviously, 5-2, got a real good team. Tua's playing a tough New England team today. 9.5, 10 points, I think the spread is now. 10's a big number in the NFL.
Yeah.
10's a really big number.
Yep.
If you... Mitch, not what he's looking for from James Cook on Thursday night. That's not what you're looking for. Joey Burrow is playing San Francisco. So is Jamar. Ugh, I just don't like what Mitch has to offer this week. I really don't. And for that reason, I'm going to take Ryan.
Yeah, I think Mitch is an overperforming 3-4. I think his team kind of stinks. Josh Downs, I think, had some breakout plays last week, but I don't see him continuing to do that. He's a waiver wire pickup. I'm gonna pick Ryan in this one. Swiftie's gonna pop. Need a touchdown out of him today.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we really do. But I do think Gibbs is gonna have a huge day for Mitch. Montgomery's still banged up, and so he's going to be the primary back in Detroit, who is a pretty good team.
About time they give him some touches.
Yeah.
Who did Butch take here? Probably Ryan.
Butch took Ryan as well.
Jesus Christ.
All right. CD's nuts. Frankie, 5-2 versus another member of the front office, law office of a gambler, Charles. What do you think about your matchup this week? Tell us why you're going to win.
No, I'm taking this one. We got law office of a gambler 3-4 going up against CD's nuts. Frank 5-2.
Nice.
An inter front office matchup.
Nice.
This is gonna be an interesting one. Drew, what do you think?
Yeah, that's good. That was a good intro too. CD's nuts. Frankie 5-2 versus Mikey Callahan. Both front office guys. Mikey, tell us what you think. Tell us why you're going.
My food. I'm gonna choke.
Tell us why you're going to win this one, bud.
Hold on. I wasn't ready. I took a bite of food. I'm like, choke. I'm
laughing. All right, I got it. Jalen Hurts is going to pop against Washington. It's not the year where Washington's going to split. Eagles already got their loss off against the Jets. I like both these teams, honestly, but Frankie's got some high-powered guys. Tyreek Hill rips. Mike Evans overperformed, in my opinion. I think he's had some tough games. Or sort of like a wishy-washy player, but 11.4 I'm happy with from him. God, you have some people who can pop too. A.J. Brown, T-Law against Pitt. I do think Pitt lets up a lot of points to quarterbacks. I think that's going to be a kind of a shootout, or like wideouts at least. And Trevor Lawrence definitely – he needs to pop this week. And so – I really am at a split here. I think I'm going to go with you this week, Mikey.
I love that. I love that for you.
Brendan took Frank this week.
Of course he did.
Frank's probably going to choose himself, too.
Nah, he's probably going to try and reverse drinks.
Has he used one?
I don't know. I'm still dying laughing inside about that fucking... 3 intros we did for this matchup. I legitimately almost choked and died on the podcast. Whew. All right, I'm back. You know, my gut really is telling me to take Frankie, but I just – I'm due, man. I'm due. I'm taking myself. I got to believe.
Let's go. Any analysis, or that's what you got for us?
I mean, it's just, you know, one of these days, Calvin Ridley's going to get a touchdown, and the Pittsburgh secondary is fucking terrible.
Yeah, they let up a lot of points to wideouts.
So, I mean, today's the day. I'm looking at the weather. It's not looking like it's going to rain in Pittsburgh for the game. So, like, I don't know. I think today's the day. Pittsburgh gets upset, but still manages to only lose by 2.
please only lose by 2. Okay, that sounds good. Mr. Jeffers, he's got the Batman mask on his photo. It's like he's an Eagles fan. I think he is, right? Yeah, Jesse's an Eagles fan.
He lives in Denver. He's definitely
Sean wrong. Smith, yeah. Also an Eagles fan.
Redo that, bro. Shit intro.
Wait, Mikey and I got absolutely banged up Friday night. That was the drunkest I've been in a long time. I sent Sean multiple selfies at the bar. It was just, we were fucking on one. And so that was a wild night. And just because of all the selfies and the chemistry that Sean and I have, I'm taking Sean in this one. Might send another selfie at some point today. He just called us out for recording the pod. He's looking for it. I'm taking Sean this week.
Yeah.
Mike, what do you think?
Yeah. I don't like that intro, man.
Yeah. Why? You want to do one? You try one.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Big matchup here. We got the 6-1 Autonoma Tux, Sean versus Mr. Jeffers, 4-3 Jesse. Yep. Top three league matchup here.
Yeah.
Drew, tell us what you think.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse's got the Batman mask on. I think he's a Batman. but I'm going to take Sean in this one. We got drunk. I sent him selfies. Sean.
Yeah. Yeah, Drew got really banged up. He started Friday afternoon with four espresso martinis down at Brico. And then we went to the bar. He had two beers. And then he had two gin gimlets. And then he had two French 75s. And then he had two martinis, one. And then he was drinking wine.
One martini, I washed it all down with a big glass of red wine, and I puked.
We had a great time. We met one of Sean's high school classmates, Sabrina. Wonderful woman. Great time.
Recently engaged, and I think I may have been trying to fuck her. It was a bad scene.
Okay, we did need to go there. I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm going to also take Sean in this one. He's just got a stacked team. Lamar looks like a perennial MVP again this year. Jesse didn't get what he needed out of Diggs, and that's going to hurt him when he's going up against Thielen, who catches everything for Carolina. So I'm going to take Sean in this one as well.
Great analysis, Mike. Thank you. Okay, picks of the week is what we called.
Who did Butch take?
Oh, Butch took Sean as well. Damn. Sorry, Sean. We're all picking you. Hopefully Frank comes in with an opposite pick, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. This week's picks of the week. I've been gambling my shaft off. Frankie and I hit a fucking 5-pick NBA parlay last night.
Really? Fuck. Yep. I was sleeping. I should have took that.
Yeah, that really juiced me up. This week for picks of the week, what do you got, Mike?
I don't know. I'm picking up the lines. Yeah. What was the odds on that parlay, though?
Picking
I'm
up pissed. The lines right now. Maybe plus 500, plus 600.
Damn.
Yeah, it was a really good.
Oh, Drew, the Pats line is at plus 7.5 now. People have been hammering that.
Wow, they really have. Can we use what we got it at or no?
No, you got to use current lines.
Right. Okay.
Got to use current
Everybody
lines.
Everybody knows the rules.
You know the rules here. All right.
I'm taking the Eagles to cover the spread. I've got it at 7 right now. I really think they're going to go in there and they're going to fucking blast the Commanders.
You know it's raining in Washington,
No,
right?
I just saw them run out. It doesn't look rainy.
Oh, man, that's a big spread. We talked about this the other day. We talked about this.
I know we did, but it's on the pod. You know, just going to throw a little fiver on it. We're going to go from there.
Okay. I'm taking over 44 Bengals, 49ers.
I love that. We talked about it before. I love that. All right.
Well, Eagles minus 7.
Eagles literally just ran out on the field. We're cutting this really close. And so I'm going to go ahead and try to, we'll go from there.
All right. Good job, Drew. Way to go.
We did it. We should do this every week. No more Frank, no more Butchie, just you and me.
With 45 intros. All
right. Peace, guys. Have a great weekend, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, Drew. It's just me and you.
Bye.
Bye.